Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, and welcome to another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, and I am so excited that you have decided to join in, where you can be encouraged, uplifted, empowered, motivated, whatever you need. So I am certainly excited about tonight's show, and I'm excited that you are listening. So I would like to thank you in advance for either calling in and listening, or either if you're listening just on the internet. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Those of you who are listening, if you would like to comment or, you know, share anything at any time, all you have to do is press the number one and we'll bring you onto the line. If you're listening through the internet, you can call the number and we'll also bring you online, 319-527-6091. So if you will dial that number, just in case you are listening by internet, 319-527-6091, and press the number 1. And we'll also bring you on the line to share your comment or whatever your testimony may be. If something motivates you or kind of pushes you to share whatever we may speak on tonight. So again, I am your host, Arthenius, with One Touch Transformation. And just in case this is your first time joining us, I would like to share a little bit about what One Touch Transformation is and what exactly we do. So One Touch Transformation, it is a nonprofit organization where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. So it started simply from my story of overcoming childhood sexual abuse. So yes, I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. I was quiet or silent for 20 long years, and it wasn't until 2013 when I finally decided to make that decision to share my story with my family. And then following months later, that's when I began to attend, you know, counseling sessions and group therapy, and I decided to share my story for the first time openly and in public. And so after I went through therapy and counseling, I knew that there was something more that I needed to do. I knew that there was a purpose in me sharing the story, you know, first with my family and sharing it publicly. So I knew there was more that could come from just sharing that story. And so I decided to start One Touch Transformation in January 2014. And it's a platform. It was a platform, and it still is a platform now, that made it available for other survivors and other victims to realize that they are not alone and that healing is available. So while we are, you know, following our mission by educating the community about sexual abuse itself, we are also making sure that we allow others to know and to hear and to experience healing, or at least let them know or introduce to them that healing is available, that true freedom is available, because I was not where I am now, you know, 8 years ago. And I know there are some people who may feel like that there is no hope, so they may be feeling hopeless or feel like there is no way out, there is no way that I can experience healing or experience true freedom. But I'm here to let you know that we serve a God who will set you free, who will allow you to live a life of abundance and live a life of freedom. He did it for me, so I know he can do it for the next person. So anyone who may have endured any traumatic experience, so not even just sexual abuse, but whatever the experience may have been or whatever the experience that you may be experiencing right now, I am a living witness. I am a living testimony that God can and he will deliver you and allow you to experience true freedom. The Bible tells us whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And I'm telling you, sharing my story, breaking my silence, was one of the hardest decisions of my life, but it was also one of the best decisions because it was the first step of healing and the first step of making my way towards true freedom. And so I desire for others to experience the same freedom that I have been experiencing. And it's not to say that every day after sharing your story is a good day, because even after sharing your story, you will experience some dark days, some hard times, but it doesn't take away from your destiny or take away from your story, because you do not have to be what happened to you. God has so much in store for you, and he does not want you to live in prison or to live a life of brokenness or live a life of hopelessness, but God wants you to live a life of freedom and a life of abundance. The enemy may want to see you remain in that place or in that state of brokenness, but not God. God wants you to be free. I want you to be free too. And so that is exactly why I started One Touch Transformation, because I want others to experience freedom. I want others to know how important it is, all victims and survivors, how important it is to share your story. Your story matters. I don't care how long ago it happened. I don't care who the perpetrator was, but I care about who you are. I care about your story, and I care about sharing it. And it's not to say that you have to share it on an open platform or with a huge audience, but no, you do not have to share it that way. But I do encourage you to share it with someone that you can trust, someone that you have confidence in. And I guarantee, once you decide to share it, once you decide to make that decision, you will feel better. It's like a weight will be lifted slowly off of you, because that's how it is. When you're bearing something alone, it's heavy. But the moment you decide to share it and lift it, it actually feels like it is being lifted. A burden is being lifted. So, of course, God tells us to cast all of our burdens upon him. And sometimes he sends people our way or put people in our life that will, who are trustworthy enough for us to share a part of us with them or to share our story. So sharing your story is so important. And I believe that there is someone waiting to hear your personal story. It may not be the entire world. So I'm not going to say the world is waiting to hear your story, but there is someone who God has placed in your pathway who's waiting to hear your story, someone you may not even know. You may share your story one day, and it will be with someone that you may not know, and that person may come up to you and say, I needed to hear that, or we share the same story, or you told my story, and I admire you. I admire your courage. I admire your boldness. So someone is waiting to hear your story. I'm a firm believer in that. And so God uses our story to get the glory. So no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've experienced, it does not have to determine your final destination. It doesn't have to determine who you are. You are not what happened to you. You are so much greater. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's masterpiece. And so we are not meant to live a life of brokenness, because we are God's masterpiece, and his masterpiece is beautiful. So before I get into tonight's topic, just want to throw this out there as far as the National Sexual Assault Hotline, and I will be sure to give this at the end as well. So since we are an organization that is advocating for victims of sexual abuse, I would like to get some information for you just in case you miss it at the end, or just in case you have to hang up or click off or sign off. So I'm going to go ahead and put that information out there, and feel free to share it. Share it on your timeline. Share it on your social media pages, because someone needs to see it. You never know who is scrolling down your timeline and may need some resources so that they may seek help for themselves or for someone that they love or someone that they care about. So I want to give out the Sexual Assault Hotline. So this is the National Sexual Assault Hotline, and that number is 1-800-656-4673. That's 1-800-656-4673. And even if you Google Sexual Assault Hotline, you know, technology is awesome because now they've updated it where you can, you know, click the button to call to get a number, or you can chat with someone. So if you're not comfortable enough to talk over the phone with someone about what you've been going through or about your experience, you have access to chat with someone, so you don't have to verbally talk. So I do like that. They've made it accommodating for everyone. As far as people who are not ready to express how they feel verbally, they can express it through their fingers and on a keyboard. So again, that number is 1-800-656-4673. And since help is available, speak with someone today, and it's available 24 hours. So it doesn't matter when you when you want to talk about it, how you want to talk about it, it's available online, and you can call 24 hours a day wherever you are. Also, another great resource that is available for victims and survivors and also supporters, I even highly recommend it for supporters. The website is RAINN.org, so that's RAINN.org, and it stands for Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, and it is one of the largest organizations that supports and advocates for sexual abuse victims and survivors. One of the largest, RAINN.org. And I love, love, love this website because it does give a lot of useful information, not only for victims and survivors, but for those who are supporting, you know, loved ones and friends. It gives a lot of information of what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. So there is a lot of information that everyone can benefit from. So many great things on this website. It gives statistics. So even if you're one who's interested in helping survivors or even, you know, putting on a ceremony, doing educational events where you're teaching and educating people about sexual abuse, all of the information is there. So that's Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network, RAINN.org. And one more that I want to give out, and it's 1in6.org, the number 1in.org. And this is specifically for male survivors. So even if you know any male victims or male survivors, you can send them to this website because this, we know that it's already a taboo topic. Sexual abuse is already a taboo topic. And so for males who experience this, it makes it even harder for them to talk about it. So they created an organization who is able to help male survivors to make them feel, you know, accepted, but it makes them feel more comfortable to express what they've been through, to express how they feel, to talk about the stereotypes, because we know a stereotype does come with male survivors. But 1in6.org is a great resource for any male survivors. So, again, please, please, please feel free to share this information on all of your social media outlets because someone, you may never know, someone who is looking at your page every day, viewing your stories every day, they may need to see this information or they may need to share it with one of their loved ones or share it with one of their close friends. And maybe they don't know where to begin, how to start the conversation. And these resources, they're great for things like that. So please share this information whenever you get the chance. And you don't have to wait until the end of the show. If you want to share it now, hey, go for it. If you want to text it to someone who you may know who needs this information right now, go ahead and send it to them. But when you're able to help, please lend a helping hand. When you're able to share resources and you know that someone is in need of things like this, please share it. It will go a long way, and you may never know who you were helping. All right, so we got that out of the way. All right, so we are winding down to the end of the year. Can you believe it? We're in November already. This year has flown by. It's as if it went quicker than 2020. Like 2020 just flew by, and now we're at the end of 2021. I mean, time waits for absolutely no one. If you don't keep up, then it's gone. It is gone. But we're coming to the end of the year of 2021, heading into 2022. It's almost like a tongue twister, like 2022. But I just can't believe how much time has flown by. And we say this all the time, time is flying, but I know it's still 24 hours in each day, but I never understood, you know, when I was a little girl, I used to hear the older people say, you know, time goes by so quick, days, well, not even days, but weeks feel like days, and then months feel like weeks, and the years feel like weeks, the way it's just going by. And now I understand, the older I get, it just feels like each day is like boom, boom, boom. And before you know it, it's another month. These months seem like they're lasting for a week. But, you know, that's how it is now. I guess as you get older, you begin to understand so many things that you used to hear about when you were younger, and certainly I am experiencing that. But we're gonna go ahead and dive into our topic. So let's see, where do I even begin? I'm gonna talk about something that we constantly experience. I was going to say hopefully not on a daily basis, but for some, it may occur on a daily basis. So I want to talk about that nasty word, stress. Stress, stress, stress. So now you understand why I said some people may experience it on a daily basis, and hopefully you don't. I really, really hope you don't, because if you do, that's not good. You know, mentally, emotionally, physically, it's not good, but I do understand that we all deal with stress differently, and it comes in different forms. It affects us differently, and hopefully and prayerfully, I can give you some advice and some encouragement to help you conquer stress. So tonight we're going to talk about conquering stress, conquering and overcoming it, however you want to put it. But I know stress is something that we all deal with. And like I said, it comes in different forms. It affects us differently. And sometimes we just can't avoid it. We just can't avoid it. But there are ways that we can conquer it. So although we can't avoid it, and although it is inevitable, we can still conquer it. And I remember when I was little and in church, used to hear some of the church folks say, "Oh, I don't ever stress." It's like, really? Yeah, okay, keep lying to yourself. Keep lying to yourself. There are some things that even as believers that we still have to deal with being in this human body, and stress is one of them. And there's no shame in stressing. There is no shame in saying that you sometimes experience stress or experience anxiety. I get it. We are human. So don't feel like you are any less Christian or any less of a believer if you experience stress, because it is something that we just can't avoid. And it is okay to say that sometimes you are stressed. I have no problem saying that I deal with stress from time to time, but it's how you handle it and it's how you're able to overcome and conquer it, because we cannot let stress make us tap out. We can't let stress get the best of us. We cannot. But, you know, it's one of those things that we just experience from time to time. And I want to read this. This is actually coming out of one of my workbooks. And so it says, when we have some control in a situation, we can calm down and take action. When we have little to no control, we must learn to calm down and let some things take their course. So when stress happens, sometimes we can't control when it happens, how it happens, where it happens. But there are times where we just have to just learn to calm down, like I said, and let some things take their course. If something gets out of whack and we can't control it, then just let it take its course. There are a lot of things that we just cannot control, and we just have to mentally understand and mentally kind of get a grip on things and say, look, I can't control what is happening, so there's no need of me getting out of character, and there's no need of me of, you know, letting it get the best of me. Just like the saying, you should say, let nature take its course. So when things happen, when things are out of our control, just let it be. And that's one thing that I had to learn. When I cannot, mentally, emotionally, physically, when I cannot control certain things, there's nothing that I can do but just let it take its course. There are things that are going to happen where we have absolutely no control over it. There are times it's going to happen when we have no control over it. So there is no need of bending out of shape, trying to figure out what's going on, how to fix it, how to change it, how to stop it. But we just have to let it take its course. Learn how to calm down. Because for one, it's not going to change anything if we get too excited about it or if we get all bent out of shape. What is that going to do? Absolutely nothing. If it's already happened or if it's already happening, what could we possibly do to stop it or to change it if it's out of our control? Now, if it's something that we can control, then that's a different story. But if it's something that's out of our control, what can we do? Absolutely nothing. And I know it's like, okay, that's easier said than done. But when you really think about things that are out of your control, what can you do? Absolutely nothing. So let's start with, the first scripture. There are several scriptures that we can read that will help us in our time of distress or the time when we're feeling anxiety. And so the first scripture that I want to read is James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And this is so good just to have, you know, post it up. If you need to put this on your mirror, if you need to post this on your desk, wherever, anytime that you are experiencing stress, anytime anything happens out of your control, you can relate to all of these scriptures that I'll give out tonight, with the first one being James 1 and 2 through 4. And it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Let perseverance finish its work. Let it run its course, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So I know we may not want to look at stress this way, but sometimes we have to look at stress as a blessing, because it allows us to see our faith in God. It allows us to really look at our faith in God and learn how to persevere so that we are able to overcome this particular challenge or the challenges to come. So when stress comes, we can look at it as a blessing. At the moment and at the time, we do not see it that way. Like, really? You really want me to look at stress the way that I'm feeling? You want me to look at this as a blessing? Yes. Yes. And I'm saying this with a smile, because sarcastically, it's like, no, it's not happening. No, you. It may seem like you, this is a sarcastic expression, but I am so serious. Look at it as a blessing, because it allows you to see how much you really trust God, how much faith you have in God. And it also gives you that perseverance to overcome whatever the challenge is and the challenges to come, because we know challenges are going to come. Once we defeat one challenge, another one lies ahead. But what I like about challenges, I look at them as different levels when we're having those challenges. So we may have a challenge at one level, but once we overcome that challenge, we move up to another level. And so we're able to prepare for the challenge that's to come on that next level. And also, you know, it strengthens us. So we're able to overcome the following challenges. All of the challenges that are coming, it's like, okay, bring them on. I knew that I was able to overcome that challenge a few months ago, so I know I can overcome this. And we know if God took us through the challenge before, he's going to continue to take us through. So stress, it comes in a form of a blessing at times, even though we don't see it like that. But it is okay. It is okay. Because by and by we'll begin to understand how much God allows us to persevere, how much he allows us to endure the patience, and then we can really look at it as joy. We can really count it as joy. It's like, oh, I didn't see it then, but I understand it now. What was meant to bend me out of shape or what was meant to break me, it only made me stronger, because it revealed how strong I really am. It revealed how much faith I really have in God. So I am able to conquer the stress that comes my way. So anytime you cannot control the situation, when it's out of your hands, and you may not even be the cause of it, then, hey, let it take its course. Calm down and let it take its course. All right, so our next scripture is Luke 21 and 19. Luke 21 and 19, it says, stand firm and you will win life. Stand firm, and you will win life. So in order for us to win, in order for us to conquer stress, we've got to stand up against it. And not just any kind of way, but stand firm. In order to, when we're standing firmly, that means that our feet are planted. We are ready. We are ready to take on whatever is coming our way, no matter how big it is, no matter how strong it is, no matter how stressful it is. We are going to experience the effects of it, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to let it break me. I'm not going to let it knock me down. And if it does knock me down, I'm going to get back up. Not going down without a fight, you know? Not going down without a fight. So before I fall and before I break, I know I have to stand. Because as long as I am standing, if I can still stand, then I know that I'm winning. I am winning. And I know sometimes stress hurts. Stress makes you want to bend. Stress, sometimes it will knock you down. But try standing firm. Stand firm and you will learn. You will win life. You have to, and not even just standing, and I'm talking about in position, but sometimes you have to stand up against it. Stand strong in the face of adversity. Stand up against it. And again, it builds strength when you're able to stand firm and plant your feet, when you're able to face adversity, when you're able to face the stress. It makes you strong. And, you know, whenever we are talking about standing firmly, whenever you plant your feet, there's a position that you place your feet so that you're able to balance, so that you're able to stand up against whatever comes your way, no matter how big it is, no matter how strong it is. When your feet are planted in the right position, then, hey, you're ready to face whatever is coming towards you. Without a doubt, you're like, I'm going to win this challenge. I'm going to conquer this. You might be bigger than me. You might be stronger than me. But my feet are planted in a position so that I can win, so that I can conquer. So stand firm, and you will win in life. All right, so let's go to the next scripture, Psalms 119. 143. Psalms 119 and 143. It says, trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. So we know that we are going to face trouble. We're going to face stress. But whenever we follow the commands of God, whenever we do the things that he asks of us, when we obey him, it gives us delight. And so it lets us know that anytime trouble and distress does come, we don't have to worry about it. Because my faith in God, it will see me through those hard times, those troubling times, those distressful times. So trouble and distress will come. It will come. And even if you have not experienced any trouble or distress, wait on it. That's what they used to say. Or keep on living. Keep on living. So trouble and distress, it will come. But our faith in God, our obedience in God, it will see us through those challenging times. Why? Because we have someone that we can depend on. We have someone that we can count on. We have someone who is able to be with us along the way. So when trouble and when stress does come, don't fret. Because we have a God, a higher power. We have strength. I look to the hills from which cometh my help. We have help. We have help. And so whenever those times come, all we have to do is turn to our help. Now, remember, when it's something that we cannot control, when it's beyond our control, when we can't stop it from happening, or if it's something that we did not call, still, let it run its course and turn to our help. Next, we have Matthew 6 and 34. And this is something that I really had to make a part of my life recently. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself, sufficient for the day in its own trouble. Sometimes we worry about the next day and it hasn't even gotten here yet. I mean, how many times have you've gone through your day and you tried to accomplish everything that was on your list, but unfortunately you're not able to accomplish everything, and then you know that there are more things piling on your list for the next day, and so now we begin to stress about tomorrow, and tomorrow hasn't even gotten here yet. So how many times have we found ourselves in that position? Where we're meeting deadlines and we're not able to meet all of them. And so then we begin to worry about, okay, I couldn't take care of everything today, so I'm trying to take care of everything for tomorrow, but I can't get it done because I didn't finish everything for today. What am I going to do about tomorrow? Plenty of times. I know I've been in that situation before. I've felt that way even recently. And so even a couple of weeks ago, I did a show on taking things one day at a time, or taking life one day at a time. And that's what we have to do. We have to take life one day at a time. We can't worry about either what happened yesterday or what happened in the past. We can't worry about what's going to happen in the future, what's going to happen tomorrow, but we can only worry about today. And not even just saying, and I'm not saying worry, but we can only live in the moment, live in the present. And so that's why in Matthew it's telling us, don't be anxious for tomorrow. Tomorrow will work itself out. Tomorrow will have its own problems, a new set of problems. But don't worry about tomorrow's troubles or yesterday's troubles, but focus on today. And by focusing on today or focusing on the present, it's another way of saying control what you can. Because you cannot control what's already happened. And in a sense, you cannot control what will happen tomorrow. You can only wait and see. Like even us sitting here right now, tonight you're listening. Yes, you can control that you are listening to this show. You can control whatever is in front of you, whatever is taking place, the events that are taking place right now. Yes, you can control that now. But who's to say that tomorrow is going to go according to our plans? Who's to say that everything is going to go according to what we plan? We do not know. Anything is liable to happen. Anything is liable to get out of whack. We do not know. Things change. Things happen. But we cannot worry about it. We cannot worry about it. And so all we can do is worry about, take care of what you can today, and don't worry about what's going on tomorrow. Just wait until it happens. And if it's something that you cannot control, hey, we got to do the same thing. Let it run its course. Learn to calm down and just let some things take their course. Our next scripture, Exodus 14 and 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. All you have to do is be still. Be still and know that he is God, especially for the things that you cannot control, whether it's things you can or cannot control. Just let God fight it for us. Let God do the work. We don't have to fight for him. We don't have to help him. He doesn't need a lending hand because he's God. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. And so he does not need our help. He doesn't require our help. All he asks us to do is just be silent, be still, and let them fight for us, whatever we're dealing with, whatever you're stressing over. God is enough. He doesn't need us to help him fight any of our battles. He doesn't need us to help us get, you know, help us get through those stressful times or those stressful moments. God is enough. Hey, he's like, hand it over here. Give it here. Let me do it. Let me take care of it. That's the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God we serve. And I'm so glad that we can depend on him for that very reason, because we cannot depend on anyone else to take care of our battles. Yes, we may have some friends and some family who's able to say that, you know, step up for us. They might say, yeah, I have your back. If anything ever bothers you, if anyone ever bothers you, if anyone ever does anything to you, you can count on me to step in to fight your battle. But what happens when family and friends are not there? What happens when they are no longer there? All we can depend on is God. So that's why he doesn't require our help at any time when it comes to fighting our battles. So I'm so glad that we have someone, we have a father like that. We have someone who is big enough, strong enough, powerful enough to handle our battles. Because, hey, our friends can't handle all of our battles. Our family, they can't handle all of our battles. But God, he's the only one who can handle all of our battles, every single one of them. Another good scripture, Philippians 4 and 6, and it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So don't worry about anything. I know that sounds extremely hard, because sometimes it's what we do best. Sometimes it's what we do best, worrying. We worry so much that sometimes we forget who we belong to. We'll worry so much that sometimes we'll forget what kind of God we serve, how powerful he is, how awesome he is. But he said, do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry. But he says, by prayer and supplication, pray. Talk to me. Let me know what you need. Let me know what's going on. Even though I already know what's going on, I already know how you're feeling, I know what you're going through, but he still invites us to have a conversation with him. God is inviting you to have a conversation with me. You can come vent to me. Let me tell you, I have been venting with God so much lately. I've been venting with him so much lately because I'm trying to make it intentional that when I am going through anything, or if I'm feeling anxious, or if I'm feeling stressed, I just try to be more intentional of just sharing it with God instead of going to friends and going to others and saying, oh, I'm so stressed. Because, you know, sometimes everyone, they don't want to hear about how stressed you are all the time. It's draining. It's draining. They may not tell you. They may not admit it. But even our friends and our loved ones, our family, they don't want to hear how stressed you are every day. So try something different. Do something new. Instead of going to people, go to God. Tell him how you're feeling. Let him know what you're going through. Let him know what you're experiencing. Let him know how stressed you are so he can help you out. Because 9 times out of 10, when we tell people, when we tell our friends, when we tell our family how stressed we are, what is it can they do other than listen? Yes, they may be able to offer some advice, but what else can they possibly do? It's not like they can, especially if it's out of your control. So if it's out of your control, then it's out of their control. They can't control what's going on. So what can they do? All they can do is, you know, be a listening ear, and that's fine and dandy, but what happens when they get tired of listening to you stressing about whatever you're going through every single day? So vent to God. Talk to God. Let your request be made known to God. Let him know what you need removed. Let him know what you're going through, what you need to change in your life. Okay? Let's try that. Let's be intentional with having these conversations with God. And it's a way that it will comfort us and still strengthen us. It will strengthen the relationship with God. When you talk to him, like really talk to him, and let him know what you're going through and how you're feeling, it strengthens your relationship with him. And the more you talk to him, the more you share with him, it'll give you a peace of mind. And sometimes people, you know, people who know that you're going through, when people who are used to you sharing how stressed you've been, they may notice something different about you. They may see that you're stressed, but you may not look like you're stressed. And they're like, oh, you sure you're stressed? And they're like, well, I remember normally, or they would say normally when you're stressed about something, your head hanging all down, you're pouting. But whenever you have these conversations with God, he gives you that peace of mind. It's like, look, I know things are chaotic right now. I know there are some things going on that I cannot control, but hey, I have peace. I still have peace. Because remember, peace is not, it doesn't mean, what is it? It's not the absence of chaos or the absence of trouble or the absence of craziness or the absence of stress. That's not what peace is. Peace is being able to still, for me, having a peace of mind means that you are still able to operate, you're still able to work, you're still able to progress even in the time of trouble, in the time of storm. You're still able to perform. You're still able to carry on your duty, carry out your duty, and to fulfill your purpose, even when times are crazy, stressful, chaotic, however you want to look at it. So have those conversations with God. Don't be afraid, because remember, he knows all. He already knows. So what could it hurt? It can only help. So have those conversations with God so that you can have a peace of mind. Oh, let's see, which one did I want to do next? Like I said, there were so many, so we're almost winding down into our 15-minute mark. Like I said, there are so many scriptures. All right, so let's do 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. So for the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Again, for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So the scripture itself may sound like an oxymoron. How is it that when I am weak, I'm actually strong, you may ask, or someone may ask. Although we may face or deal with our weaknesses, we may deal with insults, plenty of hardships, persecutions, and all kinds of calamities. Although we face those different, we can call them stressors, although we face those different stressors, they come to make us feel weak. And sometimes we do feel like we are weak. But being in Christ, knowing who he is, who we belong to, the power that he possesses and the power he gives to us to endure, that's what makes us strong in the end. So although we may feel weak, or although those things come to make us weak, because we have the power of God, we are actually strong. So the next time you feel like the stress of life or the stressors of life are keeping you from progressing or making you feel inadequate or making you feel just weak, just know that in Christ you are strong. And so, and this is something that we can be excited about, just knowing that who we serve gives us the power, gives us the strength to overcome any and everything. And so I really, really hope you jotted these scriptures down and you can use these scriptures every day as a reminder of how you can conquer stress, how you have the power. God has given us the power to overcome. We are more than conquerors. And that means even when it comes against stress. So we are now at our, 14-minute mark. So now is time for us to do our evening prayer. And so this is a time where you can actually invite Christ into your life if you don't know him as your personal Savior. This is a time where you can pray and ask him to strengthen your relationship with him, maybe if you're dealing with stress and it's causing a rip on your relationship with God. Maybe it's causing some distance. Tonight you can pray for that strength, or I'm going to pray with you and pray for the strength of your relationship with God. And so if you don't know God as your personal Savior, tonight can be the night that you invite him into your heart and into your life so that he's able to help you deal with these hard times and deal with these times of stress. So if that is to you, if that is for you, if you're ready to make that decision, I'm going to pray with you. I want you to pray with me as well. And, of course, I'm going to pray for those who need to be strengthened and those who are dealing with stress. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for who you are and all that you have done. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to talk to you. We thank you for the opportunity to just be able to invite you and to allow you to have your way in our lives. God, there are some who are listening who may not know you, but who are ready to make that decision to know you. And so, Father, I ask that you, their hearts, so that you may create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. God, we repent of all of our wrongdoings, everything that we may have said or done, any evil thoughts, knowing or unknowing. God, we ask for your forgiveness tonight. We ask that you wash us. We ask that you purge us and cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe that you sent your son, Jesus, to die on a cross for our sins. For you said, if we believe, that we shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, Father, we believe in you. We believe that you sent your son to die for us for the remission of our sins. Father, you told us to repent of all of our sins. So, God, we're asking for your forgiveness. Father, we thank you for sending your son, for giving us another chance. Thank you for being a God of another chance. And Father, I pray for the strength of those who are dealing with stress, those who are dealing with anxiety. God, I pray that you strengthen them and that you strengthen your relationship with them. God, we know that there are some things that are beyond our control. So, Father, help us to release those things. Help us to allow it to let it take its course and for us to calm down. Help us not to worry about what happened yesterday or what's to come tomorrow, but to take life one day at a time. God, we thank you for all that you've done, and we thank you for all that you will do. Continue to bless everyone who is listening.
bless everyone who is a part of Purpose Kingdom Network and continue to help us grow each day and stronger with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And amen. So now that I've given you some scriptures as far as what we can turn to on the spiritual side whenever we are feeling stressed, but I do have some other practical advice. Again, coming from one of my school books, I have some practical advice that we all can take a note from, and I'm certainly talking to myself as well. But it's entitled Six Steps of Stress Management. Six Steps of Stress Management. And if you want to write this down, you can do so too, because, hey, it might be helpful. You just never know. All right, so number one, it says to relax. To think clearly. Relax to think clearly, because obviously we cannot think clearly if we are not relaxed. We're not able to make any kind of decision if we're not relaxed. So relax to think clearly. Some things that we can do to relax are to practice deep breathing and relaxing exercises. Get physical. Take a walk, jog, or play sports. And listen to music. Take a bath, which is one of my favorite things to do, or shower, read, or play with a pet. So before you can make any decisions, before you think about what you're going to do next when stress hits you, first thing you need to do is relax and think clearly. So practice that deep breathing and do some relaxing exercising. Take a walk, jog, play some sports, listen to music. Take a bath or shower, read, or play with the pet. And so one of my favorite things to do whenever I am feeling a little stressed, I'll take a bath and I'll actually play some relaxing music. So I may even play some spa music or some running water as far like a waterfall, you know, different things like that. And that helps tremendously. So I highly suggest that. Number two, it says take good care of yourself. Eat nutritious food. Get plenty of sleep. That is so important. Do something fun with other people. So this is how you can take care of yourself. Eating nutritious food. Sometimes, I know it's hard, but hard to avoid, but sometimes what we do as soon as we stress, we eat. And it's not always good food. A lot of times it's junk food. For me, I know I like to eat chocolate. I eat chocolate when I am stressed. I'm admitting that. I'm being transparent. I eat chocolate when I'm stressed, and I know it's not good, but it's something that I need to improve in. So we all have room for improvement, and we all can grow in some areas. So eat some nutritious food, get plenty of sleep. Some people, they can't sleep whenever they are stressed, but it is important to get plenty of sleep even when you are stressed. Find ways to help. But believe it or not, whenever you find ways to relax, then that will help with you getting the sleep that you need. So taking a bath right before you go to bed, hey, that's one way. That's one way of de-stressing. And using that lavender oil. Yes, I love it all. Epsom salt, my favorite. Number three. Identify the cause or the causes of the stress and write it down. Sometimes we take our stress out on people, and people are trying to figure out, what did I do for you to, you know, yell at me, fuss at me, treat me this way? And we tend to take our stress out on people who's closest to us, whether it's family or friends. But it's so important to identify what is causing us the stress and write it down so you will know. You will know that, okay, this is what I need to work on. And you know what? And I'm being so serious. This is what I need to pray to God about, or this is what I need to talk to God about. This is stressing me out. This is the cause of my stress, God. So I need you to help me with this. So that's one good reason why you should write it down. And it will help you realize, and it'll give you like a mental picture of, okay, it's not you, but it's the stress. Number four. Mentally rehearse positive actions you can take to change or have control over the cause of the stress. Mentally rehearse positive actions. What are some actions that I can take so that I'm not taking my stress out on people? Well, one thing that I can do, walk away when I feel like that I'm when I'm about to yell at someone, or some things that I can do mentally, like, okay, like I say, mentally rehearse. You doing this in your mind, like, okay, I'm not going to take my anger out on Lauren. Or, you know, because that's one of those things that you can control. You can't control, sometimes you can't control what's stressing you, but you can control how you react or respond to others or who you take it out on. Because you must keep in mind that they're not the one who's causing you the stress. Number five, motivate yourself by saying things such as, I'll be okay. I've done this before and I can do it again. Ooh, I've used that before. I've been here before. Yeah, how many times have we? Yeah. Or, I won't let this stress me out. So, I'll be okay. I've done this before and I can do it again. Or, I've been here before, so I'll get through this again. Or, I won't let this stress me out. So, motivate yourself by saying these things. Number six, talk with a caring friend or adult. Notice it says caring friend or adult. Now, again, some people may not want to share what they're going through or how they're feeling, but it's dangerous to bottle all of that up. It's dangerous when you're holding the stress in, because then it starts affecting you not only mentally and emotionally, but then it starts affecting you physically. So stress, it's so harmful, or it can be harmful, which is why it's important to practice these six steps. It's important to face what you're going through and not just let it build up and not just hold it in. So sometimes people think they, I'm reading this last part of it, says sometimes people think they can escape their problems by distracting themselves or running away from the situation. Examples include using alcohol and other drugs, engaging in risky behavior, or zoning out in front of the TV or computer for hours. This will not solve the problem. It will only compound it. When people perceive a situation as painful or dangerous, the mind and body prepares itself for the pain. The heart beats faster and the breathing rate increases. Using healthy techniques to relax slows the heart and breathing rate, providing a sense of well-being. This in turn allows clear thinking to problem solve and to identify choices for overcoming the stress. So all of this is so helpful in helping you conquer stress. So we have a biblical standpoint. We have biblical help, the spiritual side of it, and you also have the practical side of it. Both of them will be extremely helpful whenever you need it. So definitely having those scriptures to constantly remind you of who you belong to and who's there. Who's there to carry your problems, and who's there to listen to your problems. So we have the spiritual side of it, and those six steps which I've given is the practical side, and I'll read it through one more time. Number one, relax to think clearly. Number two, take good care of yourself. Number three, identify the cause or causes of the stress and write it down. Number four, mentally rehearse positive actions you can take to change or have control over the cause of the stress. Number five, motivate yourself by saying things such as, I'll be okay. I've done this before and I can do it again, and I won't let this stress me out. And number six, talk with a caring friend or adult. So remember, we can't escape stress. We can't run away from it, but we can conquer it. With the help of God, we can definitely conquer it. There is no problem too big or too small for our God, because he has all power. He has all power. And because we belong to him, we have power as well. So I hope that you were encouraged. I hope that you were motivated and inspired and all of that good stuff. And I pray that whatever you're going through, whatever stress you may be dealing with, that you will find the courage to just calm down and let it run its course, share it with God, and become a conqueror. So that's going to do it for tonight. I'd like to thank all of our online listeners and everyone who called in for joining in tonight for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Again, I've been your host, Arthenius Jackson, for the One Touch Transformation. Hope you have a wonderful night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.